There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You're listening to Drive Live with Tim Elliott and Natalie Lindo-Taylor. And we're going to play a little game now. I'm very excited about this. I should have brought some music for it.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I am actually quite excited.
I wouldn't quite go that far.
I need to get out more, don't I?
Maybe.
So what we're going to do is, who said it? Is it Kim Jong-un or is it Kim Kardashian West? So you know who those people are, don't you?
Yep.
Just. And I think the reason why this was sort of basically Kim Kardashian West met Donald Trump at the White House last week it was now. And hopefully there might be a long awaited historical meeting with the North Korean leader and President Trump soon. So in honor of that, in honor of President Trump talking to the two Kims, we're going to do a quiz. So, Zina, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, you're going head to head. Now, no pressure, but I got 8 out of 11 on this. So, okay.
There actually, do you know what? There are three Kims, aren't there? Because Kim Jong-chol was here as well, involved with Mike Pompeo. We're just doing
He's not an option.
Okay.
So just Kim Kardashian West or Kim Jong-un.
Okay? Just saying. Right.
So, first up, this quote. The perfect date for me would be staying at home, making a big picnic, eating Wotsits and cookies while watching cable TV. Was it Kim Jong-un, super romantic, or Kim Kardashian, lover of Wotsits? Who said that?
It's got to be Kimmy K.
Okay, Zena's going for Kim K.
Kim Kardashian, yeah, definitely on that one.
Okay, well, you're both incorrect.
What?
It was Kim Jong-un.
Who asked him about his idea of a perfect date?
I'm not sure, but that's the answer.
Okay.
So zero for both of you now. Next, patriotism is not an abstract concept. It buds out from the love for one's parents, spouses, and children and further develops into the love of one's country. Was it Kim, who loves her country, or was it the massive patriot Kim Jong-un? Which one said that? Zena?
I'll go with Kimmy K.
Okay.
I'm just going to agree with whatever Zena says, but I do think this is Kim Kardashian.
Okay. Nope. Kim Jong-un.
Ugh.
So, yes. Sorry, you've got that incorrect.
Okay.
Suddenly, the whole country is engulfed with happiness and the people endlessly inspired. Which Kim was it? Tim, you can go first.
I'm going Kim Jong-un for that one.
And Zena?
I'll go with Kimmy K.
Okay. It's Kim Jong-un. So, a point there for you, Tim.
Get it.
Finally.
I'm keeping score here, by the way.
Number four. Stretch marks are the biggest fear of my life. Kim Jong-un or Kim Kardashian West? Tim, you can go first.
I get the ignominious honor. I think that's got to be Kim Kardashian, surely.
I wish it were Kim Jong-un, but I also think it's Kim K.
Yes, it is Kim K. Well done.
Okay.
Number six. Number five. There can be neither today without yesterday, nor tomorrow without today. Who said that, Zena?
Kim Jong-un.
That sounds like, you know, propagandist type stuff to me, but they're both such great propagandists. I'm so torn.
Kim K would not word it that way, I don't think.
I think she'd give it a good go. I've got to go Kim Jong-un.
Yes, it is. Okay. Congratulations.
Okay.
Number seven. I only just started wearing underwear a month ago. I never wore underwear until then. Was it Kim K or Kim Jong-un?
I don't know how to go with this answer. So, Zena, you go first.
That's such a Kardashian thing to say.
Yeah, I'm going same.
Yes, it's Kim.
Okay.
Well done.
Which Kim?
Kim Kardashian. So, our women's union members and other women are really excellent and praiseworthy. Is that Kim K or Kim Jong?
Kim Jong.
It's our man, Kim Jong.
Okay. Number nine.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Kim Jong. Sorry.
Okay.
Next one. Not feeling like myself tonight. All this travelling is giving me an upset tummy. Good night. Who tweeted that?
It's Kimmy K.
That's got to be Kimmy K, isn't it?
It is.
Okay.
Well done.
Fine.
You know your Kims. Okay, next up. I will surely and definitely tame the mentally deranged US dotard with fire. Which one of them was talking about Donald Trump? Was it Kim Jong-un or was it Kim Kardashian West?
As much as Zena and I both want it to be Kimmy K, it's got to be Kim Jong-un.
Agree.
You're correct. Well done.
Right.
Okay. Nearly there. I love to eat Kit Kats or cookies and cream, ice cream. I need sugar like five times a day. Kim Kardashian West or Kim Jong-un? Zina, I want you to go first this time.
It's Kim Jong-un.
Okay, and Tim, who do you think it is?
Could you read it again? Because there's an element of the vernacular in there that I think doesn't apply to Kim Jong-un. But
okay. I love to eat Kit Kats or cookies and cream ice cream. I need sugar like 5 times a day.
It's the like that makes me think it's Kimmy K.
Remember, these are being translated, though.
Well, that's a good point, actually. So that could just be misleading. No, I'm going Kim Kardashian.
Okay. It is Kim Kardashian. Well done. And finally, sound dialogue is not possible with such a guy bereft of reason. Was that Kim Kardashian or Kim Jong-un?
Kim Jong-un. Kimmy K would never use words like bereft.
Yeah, bereft is a... Yeah, that's good words. Those are some of the best words, by the way, the bereft type of words. That's Kim Jong-un.
It is Kim Jong-un.
Yes!
Well done.
9 out of... What is it, 11?
Yes.
That's not bad.
You beat me. I got 8 out of 11.
Oh, fantastic.
Well done.
Do I get something for that?
Just the pride.
Just the torture of I'd sit through Kim Kardashian's words.
I really enjoyed it, though. I played it today and I was like, I'm definitely bringing that in with me later. It was so much fun, but some of them I thought were plausible to have gone either way.
Well, the first two. Just do the first two again, because we tripped on the first two, Z.
Yes.
You and me, we both got those wrong. And the first one. Rather cleverly, you start with something that really could be.
Yes. The perfect date for me would be staying at home, making a big picnic in bed, eating Watsits and cookies while watching cable TV.
I should have got that, you know, because Watsits you don't get in the United States, do you? You'd have to import them specially.
No.
They're a
like,
cheesy...
You wouldn't think that they'd know what that was. Yeah,
yeah. So that's clearly imported into North Korea, I suppose. Maybe
I'm
it's
sure
like a
he
favorite.
Knows what a Kit Kat is.
Yeah, but that's
I'm
true.
I'm sure he loves it.
Yeah, well, evidence is there.
Yes, and patriotism is not an abstract concept. It buds out from the love of one's parents, spouses and children and further develops into the love for one's country.
Mm, okay. So... 9 out of 11. I didn't count all of yours, Z. Sorry about that.
I got 7 or 8.
7 or 8, I think it was. Okay, so a prize for me. There's just so much more to hear. Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.